Track 4. Bob Flowerdew is Norfolk's organic gardener with a wonderfully appropriate name, impressively long plait, and an unexpected claim to computing fame.
Bob Flowerdew is firmly rooted in the Waveney Valley, where his family have tilled the soil for centuries. From his home in Dickleborough, he dispenses gardening wisdom, carefully cultivated in Norfolk, to listeners across the nation. He has been a regular on Radio 4's Gardener's Question Time for more than 25 years and has also presented television gardening shows. Bob grew up on the family farm and began gardening as a child. Very early on, you are given the place between the high hedge and the side wall and nothing will grow, he laughed. Undaunted, he proceeded to make his patch of garden bloom, but his career path was not quite as plant the seed to harvest the fruit as it sounds. Although Flowerdews have been farming here since Tudor times, Bob was not always going to earn his living from the land. I wanted to fly, he said. I joined the Air Training Corps and flew before I could drive. I wanted to be a fighter pilot. But he said the RAF wanted him to be a navigator rather than a pilot. At college, he began studying engineering before switching to computer science, then accountancy. He also wrote a game on the college's enormous computer in the early 1970s, which he believes might even be Britain's first homegrown computer game. It became very popular, he said, adding it was a game about getting a girlfriend and would not pass the test of time. After college, he took a job in London, but wanted to see more of the world and applied to volunteer, dreaming of being sent to make deserts bloom in Africa. He was asked to help grow trees in Bury St Edmunds. He did eventually get abroad, working his way through Europe, North Africa, and North America with an eclectic range of jobs he summarizes as including chicken giblet washer, demolition engineer, cleaner, dog impersonator, cook in a house of ill repute, nude model, Paris guide, and his favorite, grape picking. He returned to Britain and a gardening job. His travels had given him a love of tropical plants, and he has managed to grow organic bananas, pineapples, coffee, and guavas in Norfolk in a double plastic tunnel, bubble wrapped in winter for extra warmth. Happiest in his garden, Bob calls himself a hobby gardener. I garden entirely for fun. I don't sell the produce. I don't have a gift shop. I don't open the garden. Self-taught. He grows his own fruit and vegetables because they taste better. He grows them organically because that is healthier for him, his family, and the world. He grew up in Yaxley, just across the Waveney in Suffolk, and said that when he was born, the farmhouse had no electricity, no mains water, and no telephone. Clever, curious, and chatty, he said, I was always being sent off on errands. My family did anything to get rid of me because I never stopped talking. It was how he came across a nearby organic smallholding which first inspired his commitment to organic gardening. Over the decades, he has shared his discoveries and tips via radio, television, and dozens of books for fellow hobby gardeners. Titles include The No-Work Garden, Getting the Most Out of Your Garden for the Least Amount of Work, and Grow Your Own Kitchen, Garden, and Pantry. Reworked during the pandemic to encourage people to grow and preserve their own deli foods. His gardening is all about working with nature, reusing, recycling, investigating, inventing, saving time, saving work, saving money, saving the world. This year I'm experimenting with the Scarlet Pimpernel in hanging baskets, he said. But he is not completely hung up on native plants, saying, you don't have to devote your whole garden to that. Hence the pineapples and bananas. He has helped fund his gardening habit with a consultancy landscape service, teaching evening classes and agricultural college courses, and a wide range of talks from down-to-earth gardening to a one-man show irrigating horticultural anecdotes with comedy and song. He and his wife, Vonetta, have 15-year-old twins, but you won't find the rest of the family in the garden. I keep them out of it. It's my place and my thing, he said, adding that he has heard too many Gardener's Question Time pleas for advice on dividing up gardens between spouses. There is a taste of his quick, quirky humour and a huge range of interests on his website, where even the small print is funny, and he lists his loves, alongside scented plants, good food, cats, erudite conversation and outrageous ideas, as whinging on about the state of things. Dislikes, the state of things, and other people continually whinging on about the state of things. Bob is a life member of the Soil Association, president of Norfolk Organic Gardeners, champion for Millennium Greens, and patron of several environmental charities and groups tackling poverty in Norfolk and around the world, including Waveney Food Bank. But while flower dews have been growing food in the Waveney Valley for six centuries, they weren't all as community-minded as Bob. It was a flower dew who had a boundary dispute with Robert Kett, of Kett's Rebellion fame, fencing the poor out of land they had used for generations. Flower dews were also twice accused of stealing lead from Wyndham Abbey, although Bob reckons he might be able to clear the name of at least one ancestor, as he has heard that a huge piece of lead was discovered during Victorian renovations, and so maybe it was mislaid rather than stolen. All these years we have been accused unjustly, he said. He might dig further as he writes his autobiography. What will it be called? Autobibobgraphy. But mainly, he will continue the family tradition of digging in the Waveney Valley. I always wanted my own garden, even when I was travelling. If you wanted to grow stuff you like, you need to be where stuff you like grows, he said. If you want peaches, strawberries, grapes, East Anglia is very good with a wonderful amount of sunshine and not too much rain to make things mouldy. You can add more water, but you can't add more sun. For many more free tips and a full book list, visit bobflowerdew.com or follow @flowerdewbob on Twitter.